The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. On the program today, we're going to have some dinosaur duets, which I will explain, or I will let somebody else explain. But it does have to do with the Urbana Pops Orchestra and some members of the group and some artwork that all comes together in an event that's going to be on Saturday in downtown Champaign. And then second part of the show, talking with Keller Williams, singer-songwriter who is from Virginia. He's going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana on Thursday night, tomorrow night, and we'll hear some of his music on the show. Hope you'll stay with us. We just heard some music from Steven Spielberg's film Jurassic Park, The Lost World, and that was the opening theme or the main theme. Music composed and conducted by John Williams, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and that's by way of introduction to an event called Dinosaur Duets on Saturday at Indigo Gallery in downtown Champaign from 6 to 8. It is an event benefiting the Urbana Pops Orchestra. And with us are the conductor and assistant conductor of the Urbana Pops, Daniel Sutherland and Stephen Larson, and also two of the performers on that event, who are horn player Mark Zyla and violinist Tamara Gingold. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Urbana Pops Orchestra around for 2 years now?
Yeah, this will be our second season.
This is the second season. Dinosaur duets. I have avoided explaining what it is so far, so I'm going to let you do that.
Well, it's a collaborative event. One of our guild members had this brilliant idea, not really sure where she had it, but we really liked it when she presented it. And it's a pairing of a paleo illustrator, he is called, Todd Marshall, has done some very stunning dinosaur pieces. And we're going to perform while people walk around and look at some of these pieces of art, and it's really just kind of that.
So they're literally pictures of dinosaurs.
Yep. Yeah, I have a thing right here. You probably can't see it, but
I'm sure the listeners can.
Yeah, I can describe it if you'd like.
No, I can actually see one which is of a very scary, very open mouthed, very toothy, I presume Tyrannosaurus or some such evil-looking creature. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's what I have as well.
I think it's the same picture. I have a photocopy of it. And so there are the duets part is, I assume that's the theme of the music.
Right, and it's not really all duets. There are a couple of duets, a lot of solo acts as well. I think we have a couple of student quartets, string quartets, and a lot of it really isn't dinosaur-themed as far as the music goes either. There isn't a lot in the repertoire that is paleocentric. So,
unless you have a lot of chamber arrangements of music from Jurassic Park
and
stuff like that.
Getting the rights for that would be kind of tricky. So,
well, you know, one can do these things if one is has a lot of money and is really industrious.
Which we are not. So.
Yeah. So this is there's going to be some food around it, hors d'oeuvres, some beverages, and so on.
Free wine.
For a couple of, oh, free wine.
Free wine, yes.
Wow. But there is some charge to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just have some music? I assume you're both going to be playing at the event, right?
I am, and I wanted to add on. There are several of my students who are going to perform, mm-hmm. and like you said, there are duets. Some of the quartet music, we're going to feature the American String Quartet by Dvorak, a movement or two. We have some Haydn. We have some rumbas and tangos. We're even going to perform one of our competitive pieces for our contest that we're going to in March called Perseus. Which is something that you're thinking about having the entire group doing, and it's going to be fun. So you'll get to hear a little bit of snippets of those things.
And when you say some of your students, you refer, I assume, to students at Urbana High School.
Urbana High School all the way.
Tamara Gingold is the orchestra director at Urbana High School, and of course these are members of the Urbana Pops Orchestra. I mean, many of her students are in there as well, and a lot of other people who are not at Urbana or in high school, and our horn player is a good example. And I guess we could still say you're in high school since you do teach there, Tamara.
Yes.
But otherwise, long, long out of high school. Well, maybe not so long. What are we going to hear from you?
I'm going to play the Salute de Amour by Elgar.
I remember when you were in high school, you know.
I know you do. I'm much more mature and hardworking.
Yeah. You were relatively hardworking in high school, I think.
Yeah. Yes, I was very hardworking.
All right, so it's Tamara Gingold with Stephen Larson at the piano. So you have to imagine a very romantic dinosaur when listening to that music.
Or two dinosaurs dancing, perhaps.
Or two dinosaurs dancing, yeah, in a very slow sort of...
They're in love with each other.
They are in love with each other. Well, you know, dinosaurs had offspring, so stands to reason that...
Once they didn't try to eat each other, they were good.
Well, you know, they could be like spiders where they mate and then one eats the other, and that's the end of that. And then there's the offspring and nothing else. Tamara Gingold on the violin and Stephen Larson playing piano in Edward Elgar's Salut d'Amour, the Salute to Love. And it's one of the pieces going to be played on Saturday night at the Indigo Gallery, an event called Dinosaur Duets, featuring Todd Marshall's dinosaur illustration. Illustrations to benefit the Urbana Pops Orchestra. We do have horn player Mark Zyla coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Who else is going to be playing on the program?
Oh, we have our harp extraordinaire, Catherine Denler, and our tuba extraordinaire, Douglas Olnick, will be down from Bloomington, Indiana, and they'll play some stuff for us. Stephen will be playing some things. Our principal clarinet player will be doing some things.
And who is your principal clarinet player?
John Garecki. And we have our Urbana High School students and...
Extraordinaire.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
They are wonderful students, yes.
And I don't know, who am I forgetting?
In fact, some of them are in your Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, I know they are.
And they'll be playing Changhe Lee, Andreas Ruiz Garrett, my son Darian Gingold, Glenn Davis, let's see, Katie Heinricher, she used to be in there. And I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Well, it sounds like a really cool event. You said some of these are solo pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a piano in the Indigo Gallery?
There will be.
Is this coming from Stephen? Is this your own keyboard coming in or from somewhere
else?
It's
actually mine, I think.
You think?
We'll figure that out before Saturday, but I'm rather sure that it's mine.
All right, so one of those somewhat seat of the pants things.
Mm-hmm.
What does that expression mean, by the seat of your pants?
Kevin, I have no
idea. I don't know. These things just pop up in my mind. This is what you do with a smartphone now. When you have questions like this that you never could answer before,
cha-cha.
You always wanted to know. You just
cha-cha, yeah.
Yeah?
Right? Or is that what you do?
242-242.
Yeah. Oh, you know this.
Yeah. If you text message any question, then they'll send you an answer. And sometimes they're actually right.
You've tried it.
That is not a corporate promotion, by the way. That's just...
I'm sorry. I started this tangent, which I'm in the habit of doing. We are, in fact, talking about the Urbana Pops Orchestra's Dinostar Duets, in spite of how it may seem at the moment. Mark Zyla is the principal horn with the orchestra, and also principal horn player of the Champaign-Urbana Symphony.
And the Quad City Symphony as of January as well.
As of just
a couple
two months ago. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Are you a student here at the university?
Yes, I'm a second-year doctoral student at the university, and I teach non-major lessons there as well as a methods class for music education majors. So do a little bit of everything.
And what are we going to hear you play?
I will be playing the Romance by Reinhold Glier.
Oh, it's a beautiful piece.
And his music will be featured on the Champaign-Urbana Symphony's concert this weekend. The concerto is going to be played by Bernard Scully, and so that's something.
Oh, the horn concerto. Oh, yeah. Yes, so he's your teacher here.
Yes, right.
And he's quite a player.
Yes, he is very good.
Yeah. All right, Mark Zyla with Stephen Larson here. One of the Dinostar Duets at Saturday's event here on Live and Local. Thank you. Beautiful piece, Reinhold Gleyre's Romance with horn player Mark Zyla and pianist Stephen Larson. That'll be one of the number of pieces being played on Saturday night at Indigo Gallery, which is located at 9 East University Avenue in Champaign. From 6 to 8 o'clock, it's an event benefiting the Urbana Pops Orchestra, pairing Todd Marshall's dinosaur illustrations with music from members of the Pops, with some hors d'oeuvres, free wine, and some other beverages as folks stroll the gallery. Daniel Sutherland is the conductor of the Urbana Pops. How does one get tickets for this event?
Show up at the door.
Just show up.
Show up at the door.
And it sounds like a lot of fun to me.
It'll be a blast.
And you said this was an idea from one of your guild members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have an orchestra guild full of really creative and interesting people. And this is just one of the things that was thrown around. And it was, you know, that particular guild member brought it to the table, and we looked at it, and we're like, hey, this looks like a really neat idea.
Yeah.
And decided to go ahead with it.
Great idea. Well, I'm glad you decided to execute it.
And if people have kids, they're free to get in if they're 12 and under. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to find babysitting. My kids will be there, too.
Your kids will be
all
there.
All three of them.
And one of them will even be playing.
One will be playing.
And he doesn't need a babysitter either. Thank you all very much for coming in, and best of luck with the benefit.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Today's program on Live and Local is made possible in part by a grant from the Beckman Institute for Advanced Science and Technology Open House. Friday, March 11th and Saturday, March 12th on the U of I campus, more than 30 exhibits bring to life the research taking place at Beckman. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. We just had heard a tune, called Don't Cuss That Fiddle, sung by Keller Williams from his album called Thief, and we'll let you know why it's called that in a little bit. He's going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana Thursday night and at 9:30, with doors opening at 8 o'clock. And I'm pleased to have him on the phone with us right now here on Live and Local. Thanks for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is certainly not a return engagement. I mean, not a new engagement for you to the Canopy. You've been there a number of times before, haven't you?
I have been, yeah. It's been a regular once a year type of thing for the past decade or so.
Wow, no kidding. And what appeals to you about that particular venue, or is it just because they ask every year?
I think it's the vibe of the room, it's the staff, it's the energy of the folks that come to see me. It's the whole package. I mean, it's always been a positive play for me.
And does it tend to be pretty full house when you're there?
Pretty full, you know. Getting tickets in advance is always encouraged, but you might be able to find one once you get there, but it's definitely, the vibe is always positive and good, and I'm very grateful to have a place like that to play.
Yeah, and it's a big space too. You generally on your road gigs play solo, right?
Right.
And have you always done solo there?
I want to say I did bring my band there. 07 or 08, and that was with Keith Mosley on the bass and Gib Droll on guitar and Jeff Sipe on drums.
And you'll be solo this time around?
Correct.
Yeah. When you do take a band around right now, who's in that?
Well,
or does that depend?
Yeah, one of the recent records I've released is a bluegrass record called Thief that you mentioned earlier, and so when we're out promoting that, then it's a Larry Keel on guitar and Jenny Keel on bass and myself on a small guitar that I try to make sound like a mandolin.
Like a mandolin.
Right.
Yeah, and so it's Keller Williams and the Keels, when it's billed that way. So since you've mentioned Thief again, why is it called that? I know, but our listeners maybe may not.
Well, it's a record of all covers, and it's a bluegrass record, and we tended to stray away from bluegrass songs to cover, and I kind of stepped out of the box and decided to making it as interesting as possible, at least for myself. And there's a whole plethora of rock songs on there done bluegrass.
Bluegrass style. How did you pick the particular tunes? It's quite a variety of writers and artists represented.
You know, strangely enough, a lot of those songs pick me somehow by getting caught in my brain and wake up singing them, and I sing them all day, and I have to play them and record them and play them live in order to get them out of my head. So a lot of those songs were road tested either by me solo or by the trio, you know, the Keller and the Keels. And there was a few that we just kind of put together in the studio that worked really well too. But the ones that, most of the ones that made it on the record are ones that have been road tested, and I know that they had a positive reaction.
And the one we heard, Don't Cuss the Fiddle, came from Chris Christopherson originally.
Correct, and I learned that from the Willie Nelson Waylon Jennings record that my parents used to have on 8-track. So that the record is bookended with Chris Christopherson tunes, you know, the first one and the last one. The last one's called Welcome to 2003 minus 25. Both of those came off of that Waylon and Willie record that I listened to as a kid on my parents' 8-track.
So this is kind of your take on their take of Christopherson's tunes.
Yeah, it's me doing Waylon and Willie doing Christopherson.
And it's, you know, a lot of this is your take on, I mean, obviously these are all your take on these many different tunes, and as you said, turning some of them into bluegrass, which they weren't necessarily originally.
Right.
And I've just, I enjoyed reading the bio that you have in your publicity packet, and there's, you know, the recurrent term on one hand is self-indulgent, which isn't really meant to be negative in this context, and then the final quote that from you in regarding to another album we're going to sample in a minute, I'm trying to do something different. What, I mean, do you have that specifically as a goal when you either write your own songs or take somebody else's?
To do something different?
Yeah.
Well, and as far as writing my own songs go, I think I'm not alone when, you know, the main objective is to make something up that will outlive me. And, you know, you don't, I never want to write something that sounds like something else, and with all the billions and trillions of songs in the atmosphere at this time, it's almost impossible to do that. But, you know, it's still a goal, yes, to try and do something different every time, at least with the release. With a cover song, you know, I'm hoping that the general gist of the song is still there, the integrity is still intact. As far as bluegrass, sometimes it's easier just to sing it in the same tempo, just double time the music, and that works a lot. But you know, with cover songs, I've always considered myself a music lover first, musician second, songwriter third. So covers are very important to me and important in the process of entertaining myself, which is my career. It's pretty much what it boils down to, is me attempting to entertain myself for the amount of time that I'm on stage, and hopefully that will return the audience being entertained. And that's to when the term self-indulgent creeps in. It's because, you know, my whole career is just a meager attempt to entertain myself. So as far as the covers go, you know, it's hard for me not to interject my own personality and influences into someone else's song, because, you know, I'm obviously, the song means a lot to me and I love it, and it's been kicking around in my head, and then that's, I think that in itself is a sincere form of flattery for the songwriter. And just for me to put my own twist on it is something that I can't really control.
Well, I'm amazed at the number of times that people do write songs, their new songs, but yet they sound like somebody else's love song, you know, that sounds like, right. You know, the 800,000th country song about love or something like that.
Exactly.
So obviously not everybody seems to be trying to do it, to be doing what you're doing, the way you're doing it.
So
I appreciate it.
Music is so vast. It's probably in a lot of instances just a coincidence that it just sounds like something else. It's possible that person never heard that other song that it sounds like. And that's because there's just so much music out there, and it's just, but yeah, I mean, it's, Nashville's a whole different beast.
Well, I just picked country just sort of, you know, as a random genre. You could say that about many, many popular genres.
You can.
Here's a song that, you know, maybe somebody's written about this topic before, but I'd be hard pressed to think of somebody. This is a song from your Odd record called Ear Infection. And I know you mentioned to me in advance of actually turning on the recorder here that it's sort of a song about pain, but it doesn't really sound like a painful song. What gave you this idea?
Well, this this was another string of songs that fall in my category of giving myself a writing assignment, you know. And I actually had an ear infection. And you're supposed to space out the painkillers every 4 hours, apparently. And so you're in pain, and then you take the painkiller, and an hour later, you're not in pain, and then the next hour is okay. And then the third hour, it starts to hurt really bad again. So during that time, before I was allowed to take another pill, at least according to the pill box, I made up this song, you know, it's definitely a departure because a lot of my songs are positive and about happy things because my whole life is very positive and my music is, you know, a reflection of what my life is about. But this tune is, I was in physical pain and the music's all over the place. For one thing, I guess it starts in the 7 meter, which is an odd kind of time signature to start with, and then it drops into bluegrass and then to reggae and then back into a 7. So it's definitely all over the place, and it's one of my more odd songs from that record.
And hence it's on a record called Odd. Who's backing you up on this one?
That is all me. I think that is Jeff Covert playing the drums,
mm-hmm.
and then I played guitar, bass, and that little mini guitar that I try to make sound like a mandolin.
The miracle of overdubbing.
Yes, miracle of Pro Tools and the recording studio.
Yeah. A song called Ear Infection, sung and written by Keller Williams. He's going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana Thursday night. Door is opening at 8. The show is at 9:30, and you're listening to Live and Local.
Divert my attention and pray that it goes away before Sunday.
That song is called Ear Infection. It comes off of Keller Williams' album called Odd. And you can hear him at the Canopy Club in Urbana Thursday night. For more information, go to canopyclub.com. I've got Keller Williams on the phone here from Virginia. You're born, raised, and still live there, right?
That's correct. Yep, I moved around the state. You know, went to college down in Virginia Beach, lived up in Charlottesville for a little while. And then moved to Colorado from 95 to 97. And then I was just traveling the country nonstop from 97 to 2000. And then moved back here in Fredericksburg in 2000.
Are you traveling any less than you were then?
Oh, yes. Then, you know, I was up to about 200 shows a year. Now I've cut that in half. And I'm doing all weekend stuff right now, which is really great because I have two kids and it offers this fantastic balance, you know, home for 3.5 days, gone for 3.5 days. It's working out beautifully.
So I was going to ask if that has something to do with those two kids, the change in schedule.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it. That's pretty much has everything to do with it, really. And also, you know, playing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, and coming home Sunday, you know, being home Sunday through Wednesday. It just makes it more fun. I'm just more fresh rather than being on a bus and playing six nights in a row because, you know, the bus is still there and you got to pay for the bus, so you don't want any nights off. Or at least I didn't. It didn't make sense to have too many nights off. So those fifth and sixth nights in a row of doing two sets, you know, that it became, you know, I was kind of relying on my theater experience and going, ended up kind of felt like I was going through the motions, whereas the three shows a week now, it's just, it makes everything so fresh and exciting and more fun.
What is your theater experience, since you mentioned it?
Well, I did children's music theater. I did theater all through high school. Majored in theater at Virginia Wesleyan College and went there for about 2.5 years. And by the time I stopped going, I ended up being like a first semester sophomores. Mm-hmm. You know, I learned a lot more outside of the classroom than I did in college. But
that often happens.
Yes, the experience was positive nonetheless, even though I never graduated. What I do is a little bit of a theater aspect, you know, the live performance art is what we kind of used to call it. But, you know, now it's kind of turning into a solo acoustic dance party.
With you dancing or everybody else dancing around you, or a little both?
Well, always me. Hopefully everybody else too.
Would you say that your stage show is at all goofy?
At all goofy in the sense of like goofy?
Maybe I don't know. I'm just asking.
It's more on the entertainment level as far as my solo show goes. I'm definitely striving to make folks forget about their problems, at least for the couple hours that they're in the venue. And I'm definitely not harping on any kind of love gone wrong or any kind of depression. You know, it's all positive, and sometimes that can get goofy.
Well, you got to be goofy to keep your sense of humor and keep a little energy in your life, I guess. Let's sample another song from the Odd record. When did you make this record, by the way?
Oh, Odd was done, I think, in 07.
So it's one of the more recent ones?
Yes, that's the that was three records ago.
So number 13 out of 15.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
How about the song Lost? What's the background of this one?
Lost is, you know, just to be scatterbrained, you know, just having a kid and trying to go through your normal life and not getting enough sleep and the things that happen once you get sent out into the world of rock and roll after, which is already sometimes a world of not sleep, after, you know, being at home with your kids and not sleeping, and then the craziness that ensues from that.
So that's the background of this song called Lost by Keller Williams from his disc called Odd. He's going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana Thursday night.
They say that the mind is the second thing to go, and I cannot remember the first. I lost my drink about an hour ago. shows is parked out back, tied up to the fence. We had another baby about a year ago, and I ain't seen my Santa since. I said we had another baby about a year ago, and I ain't seen my Santa since.
That tune is called Lost, sung and written by Keller Williams from his disc called Odd. And he'll be at the Canopy Club on the University of Illinois campus on Goodwin Avenue in Urbana Thursday nights, 9:30. The doors will open at 8 o'clock. And with me here on the phone on Live and Local, all of your discs have one-word titles. Why is that?
It's not only one word, it's also one syllable.
yeah, that's true, yeah.
From the beginning, the first record I put out, I believe, was in 94, and I guess the idea was just to simply describe the whole vibe of the record with one syllable. And so the first one was Freak, you know, and then the second one was Buzz and Spun, and then goes from there, you know, Breathe, Dance, Grass, whatever I felt was describing the entire record with one syllable. And in hindsight, you know, I wish I put a couple nouns and verbs and, you know, maybe created a sentence, but didn't quite have the foresight.
So at this point, it's just become a challenge, I guess, you have to live up to.
Yeah, it's not so hard. It's pretty easy.
Well, you've gotten good at it.
Well, thank you.
Tell me about your radio show, Keller's Cellar, since we're on a radio show. What do you do with yours?
Well, it's an hour-long narrated mixtape of stuff that I'm into, pretty much. I guess the concept started as a possible podcast, you know, all these CDs that were getting stepped on and scratched, and then I try to go find them again, and then they'd be out of print. This was before, you know, I really discovered the internet. It's probably 8 years ago or so. I mean, the internet was around, but I didn't really have that technology at my fingertips like I do now. But it was all about, you know, the preserving of CDs. And my good buddy, who was pushing the Home record at the time, mentioned it to a radio programmer, and he offered me a Saturday night at 8 o'clock slot. That was in Wilmington, North Carolina, and from there it just kind of spread to a dozen or so places, and now I think we're up to about 40, maybe over 40 radio stations. So in the world of syndicated radio, you know, it's kind of on the small side, you know, but I'm very grateful to be able to do it.
And just quoting from yourself here, he says, you don't play country music, don't play contemporary Christian music, don't play opera. Other than that, could be anything.
Yeah, it's somewhat ruleless radio.
You do it.
And that means, the somewhat ruleless is obviously the FCC regulations that I'm sure you know well. But just to correct you, it's contemporary country and contemporary country and Christian music that don't get played, not necessarily country music in general.
But, yeah, I do see that word there now. Sorry about that.
There's a distinction between country music and contemporary country music, you know. Those are the genres that don't get played, and everything else is free game, you know, polka, yodeling, and anything with a beat that I like that makes me move.
You ever sneak any classical music in there?
Classical, well... you know, I've done the four-piece, bass, cello, violin, viola, the quartet, the string quartet. I've snuck in string quartet versions of cover songs. Mm. That's pretty close. That's close to classical as I can. Like classically played versions of cover songs.
Yeah. Do you do the show live, or do you pre-record and edit and so on?
It's pre-recorded. In a recording studio that I pay for, so therefore it is a expensive hobby, as it is to, it is no cost to any of the stations.
So if one wanted to get that program, mm-hmm. You'd have to be in the area of one of the stations, or can you get it online also?
There is a handful of stations that stream, and you can go to kellerwilliams.net and click on Keller Cellar. And as soon as you do that, the page should open up and give you more information, as well as stream a list, you know, a few of the theme songs that I have, in which I do a different theme song for every show. And I think we're up to about 163 episodes right now. And so there's a different theme song for each episode, which is usually a parody of a classic rock song.
And I want to give you a chance to plug one other website, your website called theonceaweekfreak.com. Tell me about that one.
I guess when Odd came out, the idea was to kind of keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, in the world of digital downloads. So I started this once-a-week download series that lasted for about a year, in which I released at least one track every week. And we started it when Odd came out, and I released, you know, each song in order as it appears, you know, one every week for 12 weeks. And then after that, I just started, you know, releasing a bevy of live stuff. And if you go to it, there's, you know, probably about a whole year's worth of stuff to go through, each with a description that I wrote out. And there's lots of different stuff from the different incarnations that I've come up with. There's some outtakes. There's super old stuff, you know, from the mid-90s. Well, I say super old stuff. Super old stuff for me, at least.
Yeah.
We're in 2011 now, so that's, you know, kind of old as far as my career is concerned, you know, something from the late 90s. But there's a whole bevy of stuff up there, all different kinds of music, all can be downloaded, some of which you'll get for free.
And is that still going on, or is that project done and just available?
It's right now where I haven't added to it for a while. I've got a whole slew of stuff that once it starts back up again, just kind of letting the stuff I've put up there digest, and we're in no real hurry to start it back up again. But there's definitely new music on the horizon for me, for sure. I've got a whole list of songs that I'm excited to record in the studio.
So that website's theonceaweekfreak.com, and for a lot more information on Keller Williams, go to kellerwilliams.net.
All right.
He's going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana tomorrow night, Thursday night. 8 o'clock is the door. It's 9:30 is the show. And for more information on what's at the club and also lots of other things going on, canopyclub.com. And let's go out with one more from your... Thief is your most recent record, right?
The most recent record is actually called Kids.
Ah. And oh, I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a kids record that I've been kicking around for years and years, and it's kind of aimed at the 10 and under crowd. My daughter's all over it. We've piggybacked a few kids show matinees in the past couple months, in which we've done... and go into a nice venue on a Saturday and load in early and do a kid show matinee, and then later on that night, you know, do the regular adult show. And that's been working well, and the kids' record's been doing well, but I won't be playing any of those songs at the Canopy. So
you'll keep it strictly adult, so to speak.
Strictly adult show, correct, yeah. 9:30 p.m. Yeah, but the thief record came out, you know, last year, right before the kids record. Two different records, different worlds, different entities.
Well, I really like this song called "Bath of Fire." Who did this one originally?
That was originally done by the presidents of the United States of America, Chris Ballew, who is a fantastic songwriter and the lead man of the presidents of the United States of America. Yeah, they had some really big hits in the 90s. And Chris, I think the presidents still play on special certain gigs. But Chris is focusing his energy in kids' music now, and he's called Casper Baby Pants. And but that this is you know, the President of the United States of America was one of those bands that I had on cassette tape and would just outplay the record over and over and like my little Walkman. But yeah, this is a fun song off of Thief. Larry Keel on guitar, Jenny Keel on bass.
And Keller Williams on the small guitar and the vocal.
That's right.
It's Bath of Fire from Thief. Keller, thanks very much for joining us on the show. It's been great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Nothing like a bath of fire, get this deep down dirt out of me.
Keller Williams on Live and Local. And on tomorrow's show, we'll be talking with Mark Morris of the Mark Morris Dance Group. He'll be here for most or all of the hour. They're performing this week at the Krannert Center, Friday and Saturday. Other things going on in our area, A Midsummer Night's Dream, that's as in Shakespeare, it's a bacchanal, starts tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center, runs for the next couple of weekends. The Wind Ensemble at Eastern Illinois University presents British and American Band Classics tomorrow night at 7:30 in Charleston at the Dowden of Fine Arts Center. It's Once Upon a Mattress at Parkland College Theater tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, I believe, at 7:30. The Harding and Hinesley Symphonic Bands at the University of Illinois perform tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center. The traditional jazz orchestras at the, that can't be right, it must be the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 5. Parkland Concert Band joins forces with the Mohammed Seymour High School Choirs in the music of Mark Hayes tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Mohammed Seymour High School. Support for our show comes from the Music Shop, celebrating 50 years of service to music education. The Music Shop serves over 200 school music programs with band and orchestra instruments, a large sheet music department, and thousands of accessories at 27 East Market View Drive in Market View Plaza, Champaign. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the series collector to the first-time buyer. This is WYLL. FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF.